A word for you from Mark chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For Jesus was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." This is the story, as you should recognize, where Jesus has crossed the sea, the storm, the disciples were amazed, and after Jesus commanded the wind and the waves to be still, they then said with great fear, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Yes, Jesus had done all that, but his intention was coming for one man. He was, his love, the divine love of God, was set upon this poor, excommunicated man who was full of despair, hopeless, trying to commit suicide, who was cutting himself with stones. But God gave him the grace, drew him towards the Lord Jesus. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran to him, fell down before him. He had enough presence of mind. He had the will to want to come to Jesus, even though he could not express what he wanted. Instead, it was demons then who expressed what they wanted. So it's not the man who is crying out with a loud voice in verse 7. It is this legion of demons. Notice the pride of the fallen angels and their own desire for comfort. For they say, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." It was all about them. Yes, that is the sign of one who is totally fallen. And in this case, they are fallen with no hope of grace. And their only concern was about themselves. They had no compassion for this man. They were trying to kill him. They wanted a place to live in. And even when they knew that the Son of God had come to expel them, still it was their feeling of wanting comfort. That is why they pleaded their case. "Let us go into those pigs over there." It is nothing. They have no feeling at all. Though they might entice you, promise you this and that, might pull you towards some temporary pleasure, which, remember, all pleasure is, even if it is sinful pleasure, it is because your body has been made for a measure of pleasure. But when demons entice you, it is a pleasure that is a poison chalice. You will be destroyed by it. And so they plead their case because Jesus was pleading God's case, and he didn't need to say much.